It's time now for the Morning Monster Podcast with Bobby Raider.
Well, we kick off another week, the final week this season of the 24 teams in 24 days segments, as it is game week, including for the North Green Huskies of head coach Eric Tilson, who joins us. Hey, Coach, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Bobby. Good to be back.
Well, we appreciate your time. My goodness, we talked just, a few months ago, Coach, right after you got the job, and it seemed like such a long time till kickoff, and lo and behold, here it is game week. How have things been going out at North Green in preparation for the season?
It seems like I've been here a long time and also a short time at the same time. It's been going well. Our kids have responded well to camp, and I've been very pleased with them.
You took part of Friday night, I guess, in the event over at Chucky Doak. How did it go for your team? Did you learn a lot about your team and what you need to do moving forward to the first game of the season this week?
I was very pleased with the way our kids improved from our first scrimmage to our second live action. We scrimmaged Happy Valley a couple weeks ago, and then Friday night saw major improvement with our kids.
The season ahead, let's look offensively, Coach. Talk to me about some of these players that you've got to count on this year.
Offensively, we're going to be looking to our tailback first, a senior leader in Tyler Sanchez, and a kid whose name's been called at North Green High School the past few years, and we're going to continue to rely on him. And I do believe we have a group of skill guys around him that can make something happen with the ball, with our receivers, with Grayson Collins, Ben, and Zach Atnip, who are two twins who can run pretty well, and Nicholas Mitchell. Then our two tight ends, Freddie Harkleroad and Colton Robbins, are a group of skill guys we think can do something with the ball and allow us to do a lot of multiple things on offense. And then it all starts with our quarterback position. Then we do have a returning starter, Tanner Sexton, who can help guide our offense and put us in the right spot. We're trying to implement some different stuff, and our kids are slowly learning, so we'll be simple from the start, just trying to get a playmaker's ball. And then as we go throughout the season, as we start to learn, we'll start to be able to be multiple on offense, but it's going to start at our tailback position.
On that offensive line and transform it over to the defensive line, you got a lot of the same guys playing on both ways, Coach?
We will try to limit as much as possible, but it is small school football, so we're going to rely on these guys to play a lot of snaps on Friday night. But up front, we're going to have a few guys that have to play both defensive and offensive line. But we do have some depth that allows us to be able to get some guys some rest. At our tackle spots, we have Eli Reeves, who's been a starter for the past few years, who has really improved during his camp, has really shown up and bought in, and he's been one of our anchors on the offensive line throughout this camp. Then another senior, Jonah Dunbar, who's on the same side as him, and I feel confident with those two that they can get some movement and be able to do some things. And then our center, Carson Colt, is a solid gets at that center position. Typically, even at the college level, you have to worry about getting the snap to the quarterback.
Yep.
That's something you worry about, and that's something with this, with Carson, that we just do not have to worry about. Gets a snap back and great snaps, and he get on blocks, and he does a great job. We're going to have two new faces on our left side. As of right now, the competition's still open, as we tell our kids, but as of right now, we have a freshman, Eli Buckner, at left tackle, and then we have our left guard, which is Damian Burns, who was at West Green last season.
Talk to me about the defensive side of the ball, Eric. Eric Tilson, head coach of the North Green Huskies, 24 teams in 24 days. How do you look there?
I was most pleased with our defense so far as camp, and as you've been around football long enough, the defense progresses a lot faster than the offense does.
Yep.
During camp, but they've played really well. We're young, and they get after it. I tell them that they can overcome everything on defense except the deep ball with great effort and tackling. And four guys up front are names that I've already mentioned: Colton Robbins, Brady Hawkerode, and Jonah Dunbar. And then we had a quick nose guard in Chase Morgan there. And the defensive line will be the strength of our entire football team. They'll be able to get to the quarterback. They'll be able to disrupt some things up front, which allows our two linebackers to be able to go play, which is Tyler Sanchez and Damian Burns and Carson Culp, which is, we got three guys that can be able to play in that interior spot. At corner, we have three guys that are fighting for those three positions, and Casey Cox, Glenn Swatzel, and Nicholas Mitchell. At the safety positions, Zach Atnett, Ben Atnett, Jake Duffy, and Yeshua Vault, which a couple of those guys I mentioned are freshmen. They got a lesson on Friday night about live football, which was good for them. But the one thing I've been pleased with that overall group on defense is the progress that they've made from the first scrimmage against live people and then moving to Friday night jamboree is the improvement seed. So I'm hoping to see that same type of improvement as we move to week one.
Week one is UNACA, Coach. Let's look at that schedule a little bit. Schedule, I think, which was already made when you got there, but being at Unicoi County, you've seen some of those teams already, but some of these are kind of unknown, and it's especially tough when you're trying to put a schedule together in a reclassification year and you're a small region anyway. That makes it tough.
Correct, and I can't imagine what Coach Buchanan had to go through, especially with a couple teams losing their program for this season and having to schedule some teams late with the Castle, having to go up to Virginia to Castlewood with Hancock County dropping their program for this season. So I can't imagine what they had to go through to get that schedule together. But it's week one is a tough test, a region test. It's hard to play a region game week one with important games on the line, playoffs on the line, and region seedings. And UNACA has a great football team. I've known Coach Bennett for a while with recruiting his high school when he first got there, and he does a great job down there. And he's got some playmakers that can make some plays, and we're going to have to stop those guys in order for us to be competitive and win this football game. We have the full capability of doing so, and then it's just my job as a coach to put our kids in the right spot and then let our kids go play.
How are your numbers, Coach? You mentioned some of those guys that are on the roster, but how are your numbers?
They're improving. We're right around, hovering around 30 kids
okay. At
the moment. We went to SCA camp at Carson Newman in the middle of July, and we brought 30 kids with us, and it was kind of funny. I asked those kids, who here has been outside of Greene County? Maybe one or two raised their hand.
Oh, bless their heart.
But it was a great experience to go down there, and they got to see Carson Newman practice. We got to go compete against the Knox Centrals, McMinn Counties, Morristown West of the world, and it was good for them to see something else. But that was a great experience. From there, we slowly added numbers, and we're slowly weeding out. We're trying to figure out the core group of kids who are going to move this culture forward and move this program forward. So we're weeding out and adding some along the way, but we're hovering right around 30.
You mentioned James having to redo that schedule a little bit due to some teams dropping out. I knew Hancock County did. Do you know of any others around here?
That was the only one because they were on our schedule and then had to be changed. Fortunately, we were able to find Virginia, just played in the spring, so they were looking for games for this fall, which we were very fortunate to find that. And I know I was speaking with Coach Jarrett down in Happy Valley and struggling to find games. So we're very fortunate to have all 10 games.
Yeah, and hopefully, knock on wood, we'll get to play all 10 games this year. That was an interesting year last year that we cannot forget about soon enough, can we?
Absolutely not.
Game week preparations are underway this week. What's your main concerns heading into week one?
We're going to focus on what we do and get better at what we do. My main focus is to have a different team from week one to week 10, which requires us to focus on us and get better at what we do. Obviously, we have to worry about playmakers on UNACA's side with the Ramseys because those boys can flat out play. I got a couple of other guys at the skill position that we're going to have to take care of in order for us to be competitive in this game. We are focused on those game plans, but we have to get better at what we do and learn how to practice, learn how to go out and play. And part of that is we shorten practice down so we can give absolute great effort so they can play full speed during practice. And then we move into the game speed and hopefully they experience that effort during practice and they're able to translate that onto the game field.
It will be your first game as head coach at North Greene come Friday night, regardless, Coach, and that's got to be exciting to you because I know this is a kind of a dream come true.
Yes, it is. I remember my head coach, Emory and Henry, Kurt Newsom, told us it doesn't matter if you're at – he coached at Irvington High School in Southwest Virginia all the way up in the Virginia Beach, and he was at Virginia Tech, and Emory and Henry said that feeling before game day is always exactly the same. I'm looking forward to seeing our community come out, and I'm looking forward to see our kids go out and compete because there's nothing better than – kids going out and competing. I want to see them have fun making plays. There's nothing like it.
And you knew this already, and you'll especially learn it now. These folks out at North Greene, they love their athletics, and they're going to support their programs.
Which is a great, great thing to have. I'm so happy that the community has invited me and my family in, and it's been an absolute joy for these last couple months.
Coach, we appreciate your time so much this morning. Best to you this year. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bobby.
Eric Tilson, head coach, North Green Huskies, 24 teams in 24 days.
Catch the Morning Monster weekdays 6 till 10 on 640 WXSM. And be sure to join us next time for another Morning Monster podcast with Bobby Raider right here.